2022, in-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
It's a big plate of spaghetti, so he loves the home runs. Tim, in the air, left field. It's time for a pasta party! Cook it up! Throw in some meatballs! 1-0 Sox!
Tim got such a good look at the first fastball. After the next pitch missed, that looked like the straight change. Tim got a fastball, hit it 422 feet. So just like that, for the second time in two nights, he leads off the ball game with a home run. That gives him five home runs.
Pasta party at my house. Everybody invited. Come on, baby.
Molly and Paul, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Another awesome outing by Tim Anderson. He has been fantastic. And David, I asked the question before we went to break. I'm very curious to get your response. Is Tim Anderson the best baseball player in Chicago?
It's a great question. You know, I think it, I'm going to answer it this way. I think the best, most talented baseball player in Chicago is Luis Robert. I just think he has the most to offer from a talent standpoint, overall skill set. And if you're having a draft of Chicago players, I think that he's your number one pick. Tim Anderson is the most indispensable player this season. He's the most valuable player to his team. But that goes beyond talent and skill and what he offers just in the way of production. It has to do with his presence and with his leadership and the fact that he's so much fun to watch. I think, though, if you are evaluating, then, you know, fairly, shortstops, Javi Baez is having a terrible year in terms of numbers, and sure, he's off to a slow start. But I still think you might give him a slight edge overall in terms of being an all-around player. So it's a difficult thing to answer just yes or no. I guess if you ask me yes or no, I'd say no. It's probably Luis Robert comes to mind. And the other things that I would qualify, but Tim Anderson certainly, to me, is the most indispensable player in Chicago. That doesn't necessarily make him the best overall.
Well, I think he is. I think he is by a mile the most indispensable player in Chicago because there are no options behind him. You know, when he was out and he missed nine games earlier in the year, he was replaced by Leury García, who batted 306. This is his line when in the nine games without Tim Anderson: 306, 352, 417. So you got through it, right? But he now has severed a ligament in his left thumb while diving into first base, Leury, and he's on the he needed surgery, and he's on the 45-day injury list. So who is your shortstop? I mean, you know, you're gonna have to move Danny Mendick. I you know, listen, Tim Anderson, you got. When you lose a guy like Leury García, you can't afford to lose Moncada. You can't afford to lose Tim Anderson. You can't afford to lose, well, they've already lost their starting, you know, Nick Madrigal, their starting second baseman. Maybe he's coming back. I shudder to think with a bad shoulder how he hits the ball, given that he barely hits the ball. I mean, I love the kid, but he's, you know, he's not exactly a power player. And now he's got a shoulder injury, so that all gives you pause, but hopefully he comes back. But Leury is, you know, kind of your utility guy, and to lose him was a big blow. Tim needs to stay healthy. And a final thought, David, if Tim Anderson treats the Chicago Cubs like he's treating the Detroit Tigers, he becomes a national story.
I think that's a good point. I think he's got to do it against on a bigger stage. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes. Yeah, better team.
A better team. You know, the Tigers certainly aren't that team, even though they have had a bit of a surprising start. But I think the respect is growing for Tim Anderson, and I think the way that he is sort of unapologetically, you know, taking his fun approach to baseball and saying the right things and doing the right things, it's the hardest thing in sports to describe. The infectious impact that somebody like Tim Anderson has with his power of his personality. And that's what it is. Yeah, you know, all the things about the technical adjustments he makes at the plate and every at bat, you can't walk away from the television set and Steve Stone's breaking it down. I love that about the technical approach to hitting that Tim Anderson has taken. I love to see him improve in the field, but there's something about his charisma that is inexplicable, that has the impact and makes others around him better. And that's the part, I think, that, you know, we saw it with Javi Baez and sort of that have an impact on the Cubs over the last several years.
Yes.
And you're seeing it with Tim Anderson, not only with the White Sox, but just baseball fans on the South Side. You love to watch somebody have as much fun as he is clearly having.
And I think, you know, David, when we talk about who's the best player in Chicago, I think that you look at Tim, and, you know, I know we won a batting title last year, but the fact of the matter is that as we evaluate this stuff and pick it apart, the guy's on a heater. He's on an unbelievable run. I mean, he's just absolutely getting it done. And if you follow, if he can keep this up and you follow what you did last year, and again, when I say keep it up, I don't mean the exact same numbers. I don't mean lead off home run every night, although please feel free to keep it up. I just think that he's playing so well right now. So right now he's the best player, but we're going to have to evaluate that as we move forward. It is a sprint of a season, but, man, has he been good. He has been so darn good. It's incredible.
And what's so promising is that we could have asked the same question, and maybe we even did, over the summer before the season started. It's like, which one of the White Sox young stars do you think is the best of them? And I think Yoan Moncada got a lot of attention and a lot of conversation surrounding him. And you could look at him being capable of having the kind of streak that Anderson has just kind of put together to start this season when he's been healthy. So the White Sox have three guys at least that they could put the team on their back and carry them for stretches. Eloy Jimenez is another one. And then you get into Grandal. It is, you know, one of those reasons why the Sox can overcome the losing streak that they were in the midst of, and now here they are, 13-11, looking to kind of get some momentum going into the weekend series against the Cubs. And you're right, I think, whether it makes any sense at all in Chicago or outside of it, but if they have success against the Cubs, that will carry a different weight than if you're beating up on the Tigers or teams that you are, you know, inferior to you, or putting minor league pitchers on the mound like they saw, you know, against the Cardinals, for example, because against the Cubs, it leaves a more of a deep impression.
And I honestly believe that people are right. We have a lot of people checking in on the Tech Zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. We have a lot of people checking in that are calling it an unfair question because, you know, he's on a heater and Baez is in a slump. And if you reverse that, it's not even a conversation. But he's on a heater and he won a batting title a year ago. He's on a heater because, is it because they're playing Detroit or is it because he's putting it together in a way that, you know, Stoney keeps saying when he watches him play, I've heard him say it a few different times, this guy was an elite athlete, but he was better at basketball than baseball. But the White Sox took a chance on him, figuring that an elite athlete, when he figures it out, is going to take it to a different level. And maybe that's what we're seeing from him. But Tim Anderson right now, again, I understand the difference between the temporary and the long term. But I'm telling you, you look at what he did last year and you add to what he's doing right now, and maybe we're not paying enough attention to him. Maybe we need to sit up and take notice. And maybe, if you're playing the Twins, I'm trying to think of the teams that are good that you have to play this year because they're not playing the Yankees. If they were
in
New York and he was doing this, the Indians are a good team. Good pitching.
And they're pitching.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Twins and, you know, the Cubs because of their gaudy record. So it's going to be fascinating to see how he does in this series.
But you know, Molly, I mean, he has proven himself, though. This isn't a guy that, you know, I think he has earned the benefit of the doubt. I think the only thing about his overall game that you question is he going to be consistent defensively to make the routine play, because we know that he can make the remarkable one. And I think that, yeah, hey, look, it's sports. We can be prisoners of the moment and ask the question in a snapshot, is Tim Anderson playing the best of any baseball player in the city right now? The answer to that is yes. I guess just overall, when you weigh his overall skill set against Luis Robert, look, you're talking about in Luis Robert, one of the guys deemed to have maybe one of the top five skill sets in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not a fair or appropriate question, but we can appreciate Tim Anderson for what he brings to the Sox and the power of his confidence and his presence, because he has made everybody believe that anything is possible. And this season, who can tell him otherwise, because it's such a fluky type of a year.
And if you could throw out, and I know you can't, that doubleheader against St. Louis, you know, they've been pretty damn good since Tim Anderson has come back. I mean, they've been a winning team with Tim Anderson, but it's been beyond that. I mean, the last few nights, they're putting up runs. And you know, the good news was it wasn't just dingers last night. They actually scored some runs. And that's good to see, because you need to be able to do both. I know a lot of people have said things like, you know, the problem with the Sox is they either walk or strike out or double or homer. That's all they can do. Those are good things to be able to do. A lot of things are positive, okay?
Yes.
But yeah. But I get the complaint about it. And hopefully, again, they stop losing players. Mother of God, you got to keep the team together. And you know, I think we came into this thing afraid of how the virus would affect everyone, and how, you know, we were going to have to be so careful, and it could devastate a team. And we've seen that with a couple teams. But my God, the injury bug is just, it's insane. Every day somebody's limping off the field, or somebody's heading to the showers early, or something's going on with someone. It's driving me nuts.
Well, it is, and I can see why, because it seems to be kind of a fluky thing, and this is one of those weird type of seasons. But it goes without saying, but maybe we need to say it more. Tim Anderson means as much to his team this season as any player in baseball. And that is maybe sounds like an exaggeration, but I don't think that it is, because if you take him away, you have a very different outlook for the White Sox, because of their limited depth at the position and just because of the way that he has performed at the plate. And I think more importantly, maybe things that we don't see in the clubhouse. This team just looks different when he is in the lineup.
Who's the best Cubs player right now? Would you say it's
Ian Happ? Ian Happ, okay. Definitely is having the best season. He has elevated himself to that. Okay, he looks like a first-round draft pick. He doesn't look like a failure, a guy who's falling short of his potential. Ian Happ has been locked in for whatever reason. And I asked Gonzo the question about, well, is it just as simple as changing managers? It's not. You got to give him more credit than that. But something clicked in his approach, and he is not making the mistakes at the plate that he did in the past. So Ian Happ has been their best all-around player.
Yeah, it's fascinating. All right, we are going to get to our buddy Dan Bernstein. We've got to talk to Dan. There are so many things to go over. We'll have to fill him in on the hockey game.
Yeah, I know.
David. He told us
he went to bed during the anthem.
That's what we were texting last night, and you wanted to know what you think. He's still watching this.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I hit you back with he's sitting there, you know, in his Darren Pang jersey doing some Corsi stats. If I know Dan, I everyone has a Darren Pang jersey, so God knows I do. But the Corsi percentages are really what
absolutely. Let's do some transition.
We'll ask him next. All right, it's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
Tim, are you getting tired of spaghetti yet?
No, man, I want some more.
670 The Score is Chicago sports. And for nearly three decades, Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
Grandview buys homes. We're the fastest and easiest way to sell your home. We buy every home as is, no repairs necessary. And we give you our best offer first. Just leave the stress and the mess to us. Call Grandview at 630-506-8282 or visit us at grandviewhomes.com.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that.
consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4VAS. That's 877-877-4VAS.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. That's a lot of change.
Yep, just saving up for a rainy day.
You know, when you get Xfinity Internet and mobile together, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill.
400 smackers?
Yeah, plus you can get fast internet and the most reliable wireless network.
Okay, but now what do I do with all this change I found in my couch?
There's an arcade down the street.
Let's go.
I'm working.
So am I. Pretty sweet, right?
Save up to $400 a year when you get Xfinity Internet and mobile together. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, switch to Xfinity Mobile and for a limited time, get $400 off an eligible Samsung Galaxy 5G phone. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Internet offer requires equal bill and auto pay, ends 9/22/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required. Galaxy offer ends 9/15/20. 5G only in parts of select cities.
This segment brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to a Burlington lately? They have unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles, add up to 60% off other retailers' prices. No coupons or sales, just fabulous values every single day. Whether it's back to school, work, or just back, you'll love Burlington.
Homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, discolored water, or pipe leaks by repiping your home today. Repipe specialists have been repiping homes for over 25 years. With 40,000 home repipes completed, they stand behind their work. They have perfected the most efficient process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe Specialists only uses high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipe. And for a limited time, get 20% off and 0% interest. Repipe Specialists, the no-hassle, value-priced, all-inclusive repipe. Call today for your free in-home estimate tailored for your home at 888-553-5972. That's 888-553-5972. 888-553-5972.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom. The crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business. And we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, home of Mullion Hall, Chicago's sports morning show, 5 to 9 a.m., live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you.